Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get to our next guest. It's a pleasure to be joined by former 49ers safety, current NBC Sports Bay Area 49ers analyst, Dante Whitner joins us here on 95.7 The Game. Dante, you are on with JD and Guru. We appreciate the time. How are you doing this Thursday?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm in Miami, Florida, sitting at the pool.
Oh,
beautiful.
Wow.
That's a great place to be. You know, I was gonna hit you with this, actually, right off the jump. What are the last couple of weeks like before a player goes to training camp? Because a lot of guys I know like to get that last vacation in, but what are you thinking with about 2 weeks to go before you have to report for another season?
Well, you're a little anxious. You want to get all your family time in, but you want to also make sure that you're in shape, especially for that conditioning test. So I can guarantee you that every player that's reporting to an NFL camp is worried about that conditioning test right now.
Let's also talk about Jimmy Garoppolo. Obviously, I mean, the 49ers' success hinges so much on Garoppolo for 2019, and you saw quickly how things could go awry in 2018. He said this last week that he's feeling good. He thinks he's not going to have to be on the PUP at the beginning of training camp, ready to get, you know, all of the reps that a first-team quarterback would get, and we were just kind of throwing it around. If I'm Garoppolo, I would want a guy like Dante Whitner coming at me on a safety blitz and knocking me down, even in a preseason game, just to feel it. How would you manage Jimmy Garoppolo, though, in the preseason if you're running the 49ers?
I'll let him go out there and get the reps, and I'll let him get knocked around and get ready for battle during the regular season. This is a make-or-break year for everybody in the organization. You know, they have to go out there and win. So he needs as many reps as he can possibly get. I still don't believe that he has over 20 starts in his career, so he has to get out there, get the looks, and get ready to take this team to the playoffs.
Dante, you play defense, so I couldn't wait to ask you this question, but when you look at the wide receiver core for this team, there is no Terrell Owens or Jerry Rice, but I believe Shanahan is the best play director in the NFL. Can he supersede the fact that you don't have a quote-unquote star wide receiver? Can he be the difference maker in the plays that he calls to alleviate that and keep the defense off balance?
Absolutely, and that's what his offense is built on. It's built on deception and misdirection and taking advantage of the defense's weaknesses and their not willingness to be where they're supposed to be at all times. You know, a lot of times this offense is predicated on play action and getting guys on the defensive side of the ball out of position and throwing the ball to open areas and letting the wide receivers and the skill position guys make plays for you. He showed that over the last 2 years. So with Garoppolo staying healthy, with them drafting a few guys and bringing a couple guys in free agency, along with the guys they had last year, his offense should be a top 10 offense in the National Football League.
Dante Whitner, our guest here on 95.7 The Game.
Now, I look forward to your commentary each and every Sunday. Talk to me about Nick Bosa. And again, not to be redundant, you being a former player, Dante, when do you give that grade of, okay, this guy is not overwhelmed, he's ready to go? Is it 16 games? When do you say, you know what, I think I know what he is?
Well, when you come from Ohio State University, first and foremost, go Bucks. When you come from a pedigree of winners, like his dad was a first-round pick, his brother was a first-round pick, top 10, top 5 pick, you can't wait. You know, he has to show up immediately in training camp, add to the pressure on the defensive side of the football, and take some of the pressure off defensive backs. Right now, they probably have a top 5, top 10 defensive line in the National Football League on paper. Now he has to go out there and do his job. That control his side of the football field, keep pressure on the quarterback, you know, make the quarterback see ghosts and make some mistakes back there.
Dante, what do you think of the 49ers secondary? They added more to the defensive line. Clearly, they were of the belief, as you alluded to, that they needed to improve in terms of the pass rush to help the entire defense. But beyond Richard Sherman, there's a lot of question marks on that in that defensive backfield. How do you assess them overall as a group, and who are you looking for to step in and become a player that we start talking about as somebody you can really count on at that level of the defense?
Well, I don't think you can really assess those guys yet. I know they had a tough year last year, and it's always a tough year when you're playing a lot of zone coverage and the pass rush is not getting there. It always seems like whether you're a corner or a safety or a nickel, like you're always covering a lot longer than what you're supposed to. So that pass rush should help these guys. And then, you know, you can't really judge yet because each year is a new year. You don't know the type of mindset each individual took into the offseason as far as getting their body right, getting their mind right, and what they're ready to do when they step on the football field. So being a third year in this system, having a lot of guys returning, bringing in a few free agents, Witherspoon actually looking in the offseason like he wants to step up his game, they should be okay, but we can't assess them yet until they actually get out there in live game action.
Dante Whitner joins us via the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls, connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across your existing devices.
Dante, I wanted to ask you, is leadership in football overrated? Does it supersede talent? And also, who is the leader on this Niners team?
Well, leadership in football is everything. You know, there's times in football games or in practice or, you know, games, I mean, times where you just don't want to be there and you need that leader to step up and get guys focused and make them understand that every little thing matters. In the game of football, in the National Football League, a lot of games boil down to one or two plays. And the teams that win those games are the teams and the individual that's on top of their P's and Q's, and they do the same thing when they get tired, when they're injured, when they don't feel like doing it. And that's what a leader brings to the football team. Right now on this football team, I really don't know who the leader is. I would say Richard Sherman is the leader from, you know, watching him and knowing him and watching him perform over the years. But, you know, on a football team that's supposed to go out there and compete for a championship and win playoff games to get deep in the playoffs, you need a bunch of different leaders. Every room needs their own leader, and you have to have guys that are willing to follow. So I guess as the training camp progresses and the season goes on, you'll find out who those leaders are.
Dante, how much pressure is there on not only Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch, but Jimmy Garoppolo? I know you mentioned, you know, how little he's actually played in the NFL to start his career. He's got something to prove. There's been, you know, legitimate reasons why maybe the 49ers haven't been as criticized the last couple of years, the first 2 years with Shanahan and Lynch at the helm of things. What kind of has to happen this year to take a little of that pressure off, and how much pressure do you think those three in particular are feeling?
Well, I think those three in particular are feeling the most pressure on everybody in the organization, especially when you have a fan base that's passionate as the San Francisco 49ers. They want to get back to the promised land. They want to get back deep in the playoffs and compete for championships year in and year out. They understand that it's the third year with all these guys being together, and it's time to win some football games. And that's what any team in the National Football League. When you have great players and you have coaches and you have great positions, and you're supposed to deliver on your promises and you're supposed to go out there and win football games. But there's a lot of pressure. And with that pressure, it's hard. It's not easy to go out there and win football games in the National Football League, especially when you know it's like a must-win situation. So hopefully they come focused. Hopefully they come ready, and they win a lot of football games.
Yeah, I'm getting excited. I'm looking at this roster, and I'm like, Fred Warner, I just get excited. What's his upside?
He has a lot of upside. It's the small things and the details within the game that's going to take him to the next level. Even watching him individually on film last year, he knows there's times when I've actually talked to him through social media where he's supposed to have interceptions and run them back for touchdowns, or he's supposed to shoot a certain gap. You know, so I expect him to come out, use his instincts a lot more this year, but also start to understand the game within the game more. And if he does that, he's going to take the next level, and he could be the next 49ers Pro Bowl linebacker.
Dante, we really appreciate the time, man. We'll let you get back to the pool and the family and Miami. That's a great place to be any time of year, but it's a great place to be right here as we get closer to the start of football season.
Oh, it is. Oh, thanks for having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.